Hello and welcome to The Ambitious on Passion. My name is Bao Yang, and I like to think about this podcast as a platform to have open conversations about our experiences as empath and HSP. I hope to bring some great insight and tips so that you can find the time and energy to have a thriving life and career. In today's episode, I would like to talk about one thing that I really hear about, the pitfalls that we have as empath. So stay tuned.
Emotions can be tough to navigate, but you've got strengths to lead you on your way. Time to take control, time to reach your goals, time to let emotions go. The Ambitious Empath Show with Bao Yang.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. And if you are new here, make sure to hit the subscribe button. If you are an ambitious empath and you would like to expand your horizon and feel inspired and connected to a larger empath community, you are invited to subscribe to the Ambitious Empath Digest. Through the weekly Ambitious Empath Digest, you will be reminded of the latest episode of this podcast and have a curated list of past episodes in case you missed them, but you could still benefit from their wisdom. But most of all, you will receive a generous dose of insights and resources from fantastic fellow sensitive entrepreneurs. You know it, they understand the unique challenges and opportunities you face as an ambitious empath. So subscribe to the new Ambitious Empath Digest. The link is in the show notes. How is your week going? So at the moment of recording this episode, I'm just back from 10 days of sickness at home with my son again. He's 2.5, and so it's very normal for him to get sick during the fall and winter seasons. But at least I grew from that experience. I am not that frustrated anymore as 4 months ago, for example. But I could really see the effect of not working for 10 long days. I could see how it impacts my time. And this week I started to feel really constantly running behind schedule. I messed up once or twice with meetings, which make other people very unhappy, which I totally understand. I was feeling extremely guilty about spending some time for myself and with some friends. But at the same time, I felt completely overwhelmed, like I am on a hamster wheel. So add to that the feeling of being abandoned by God, the universe, or the divine. Getting no guidance from them whatsoever. This week has been tough to navigate, and I'm doing my best to try to give myself a little bit of grace in that process. But thankfully, I'm also surrounded by amazing people who give me some space and some support in that process. Anyway, this isn't the purpose of this episode. I just wanted to share a little bit about me. So today, I really would like to have a closer look at our pitfalls as sensitives. I feel that we aren't having a real conversation about it, and I can understand where it comes from. Some empaths are natural, some got it from their genes, but many of them are born from or revealed by a traumatic experience. We live in a world with little understanding and tolerance towards emotions. Even if it's changing, we still feel different most of the time. And for all those reasons, there is this drive, or at least this intention, to acknowledge that we exist, that we have a place here, and a wish to celebrate our strengths. And it is still an everyday battle. This is the reason why I have this podcast. But I feel that the Ambitious Empath Show is also about having true and open conversations that we don't have anywhere else, and that we should have, including me, the courage to take the mirror and to look at ourselves seriously. So I know I will probably provoke some strong reactions from this episode, even if we have the best intention in the world, even if we wish more than anything else to help, even if we have the deepest empathy for all, we as empaths are not perfect. We are human, therefore we're not perfect. And this is in our best interest to be able to face our imperfections and acknowledge them. So the first and the biggest pitfalls that I see with empath is victimhood. Feeling like no one can understand us. Feeling like it's everyone else's fault. Our parents, our spouses, our children, society. If we feel like this, we feel like nobody cares about anything and we are the only one who do care and who can change the world for the better. And feeling like a victim and presenting yourself as a victim is a form of control. You perpetuate that behavior because you feel this lack of control over others. So what I'm not saying is that I'm not saying that you did not experience horrible things. I am not saying that you attracted that into your lives and that you are in any way responsible for it. I am not blaming the victim. What I'm talking about is all these situations where you, others, tell yourself that the world is bad and that you are the only one here with a decent soul. I'm talking about all the situation where you blame your spouse or partner for not being sensitive enough. And for example, for making you go through that dinner party where everyone is rude, but this is their fault somehow that you feel miserable. I'm talking about all these situations when you completely forget that you have a power or a saying in it and that you blame others for it. And I see that very often in HSPs and empath, and I have to admit, for the longest time, I used to think exactly the same about the world. I have always had an aversion to victimhood, and it was quite a pill to swallow when I finally opened my eyes and discovered that I was reproducing the same behavior. But why are we like this? Why do we feel that we need to play the victims? So usually it's a sign that you need extra care and soothing. Just like a child will act out to have their parents' attention, empaths play the victim card when they need validation. So instead of waiting for someone to guess your needs and respond to them perfectly, the best thing you can do every time you spot yourself playing the victim is to give yourself what you need. Give yourself extra credit for all the things that you do. Say nice things to yourself, hug yourself, roll yourself in a big blanket and listen to soothing music, validate yourself. But most of all, give yourself some space and permission to go through all those emotions. The second pitfall to look for as an empath is resentment. Resentment is a big thing for empath. We like to help so much, right? No matter how busy we are able to drop everything to help someone else. It's very noble, except when our lives are a mess because of that. Except when we don't have the time for anything else. Work, relationship, friendship, unwinding, and self-care. Empaths have big hearts, and they are very dutiful. And because we can sense what people need, their suffering, we sometimes get ahead of those needs and help without being asked for it, you know? And helping is a big part of our identity. But it is also the reason why we feel so much resentment. We are helping so much, but where are those people when we need them, right? This is usually what we think. And I have done so much for everyone and no one is ready to do the same for me. The situation strongly feels unfair and we feel hurt, we feel used or tricked to the point that it can damage our friendship or relationship. The thing is, we aren't the best at setting boundaries or at prioritizing ourselves. So more often than not, we end up in impossible situations when we feel completely drained. We feel we help others and we feel good about it, but our lives are a mess. Feeling resentful is a strong sign that we need to work on our priorities, set healthy boundaries, and take care of ourselves. So if you notice that you have a lot of resentment in the last days or weeks, it's time to look at how you manage your time and energy and start to prioritize yourself and set boundaries. Another pitfall that I see with empath is aggression or anger, wanting to hurt others or to call them out. And you may think, I hear you saying it already, we empath are the nicest people in the world and we would never want to hurt anyone else. We would never display aggression or anger. But let me tell you, it is not the truth. Let me give you this example. So a month ago, I wrote in my weekly newsletter that I was stopping my one-on-one coaching program. So it was a 10-week program and I had Facebook ads running for it. And that's how people came into my world. This program was the only thing that I was promoting. So I wanted my subscribers to know, you know, in case they wondered, that I was stopping it. I gave a few reasons why, and that was it. I mean, it was pretty decent, normal reasons, like I need to take care of myself. I feel that it's not aligned with who I am at the moment, etc. But one subscriber with whom I had a few email exchanges already unsubscribed immediately after that email. And a month later, like 4 weeks later, while she was not receiving any email or communication from me anymore, she decided to write me. And I quote, she wrote, "Before you coach someone else, heal yourself for real. I came to help, but you chose to throw all anger on me. Goodbye." And so I tried to answer in a very nicely and professional way. "I'm sorry that my decision hurt you. And it must have hurt a lot because you had to answer to it a month later. And my decision had nothing to do with you, but I wish you all the best." And after that, she answered very angrily that self-regulation, what my program was about, is for narcissists. And this, my friend, is the demonstration that empath can be aggressive. We are human beings. We have all range of emotions, including anger and aggressivity. And they can be angry and they can want to hurt others. So calling me a narcissistic person was very intentional from her, I believe, because I am an empath. I believe that she tried to get back at me by using the worst insult that there is for an empath. Anyway, why can empath and HSP feel anger and the wish to hurt others when they usually tend to be very gentle and understanding? So for all the reasons above. The lack of validation, the lack of boundaries, feeling that life is unfair, feeling trapped in victimhood, feeling used. But I believe, as I said earlier, that the sensitivity of empath may have been revealed due to traumatic experiences, which means that even more sensitive to pain and they can be more prone to triggers than the rest of the population who is not empath. Anger and aggressions are defense mechanisms for a pain that hasn't been resolved. So if you feel a lot of anger and you find yourself lashing out on others, even strangers on the internet, and call them out on what you think they pretend to be or on what you think they deserve to hear, it's time to heal yourself. It's time to do the necessary work to address those pains. Understand that shaming and blaming is a distraction from your pain. You project it on others because it may give you a sense of control and more distance to it. But eventually, this pain will not go away. It will come back until you address it. And finally, the last pitfall that I have sometimes seen from other empath and HSP is taking things personally. Just like this person who angrily wrote to me about my business and life decision, thinking that people don't talk to you because they don't like you or that they do things to hurt you, like having reactions like, "Oh, you ordered this meal? Well, you know, I don't like it. So what do you try to do here? Like, do you try to hurt me?" And I am exaggerating, but you get the idea. And if this is you, and if you feel that a lot of people around you try to hurt you, you need to hear this. Not everyone will have a secret agenda. Not everyone tries to hurt you or to strategize to do so. Most people are too preoccupied with themselves and their lives, which is the way it should be, to notice others, let alone try to ruin someone else's life. And here again, there is a pain to address. And this one probably will be related to the lack of trust in your relationships and in others. So why am I telling you all this? And why does it feel like I'm blaming you, right? I am to be for you and not against you, right? Well, because I would never want you to stay stagnant, especially if you feel bad, miserable, hopeless, and helpless. I am here to tell you that your life can change and it doesn't require changing the whole world around you. But it starts with having a good look at the mirror, You owe it to yourself to live your best life and to feel good in your shoes. But you also owe it to other empaths and the world, actually. Remember what I told you in episode 3 about the role of empaths in society? Our role is to participate to the healing of the world, and I believe this is why we were giving those gifts. So it is important that you heal whatever needs to be healed, and that you at least do that with responsibly and diligently, no matter how much you achieve. It's not the goal. It's just that you take the decision and you remember that you have a power in the way you live your life. But even without this big vision for the world that you may not share, you more than anyone else deserve an amazing life. You deserve a great life that feels good inside and out. You deserve to feel good about yourself and with yourself. And this is my wish for you. So if you feel any of the things above or a combination of all, what you can do instead that always work is the following. Focus on you. Focus on you and your needs. Don't focus on somebody else's need, what they need to do in their lives to improve their life. Focus on your life. Learn to answer to your needs yourself. Of course, you can get help from a professional, a coach, a therapist, a healer, but eventually you will have to give yourself what you are longing for. The answer is within you, not outside of you. You also, one thing that you can try is also to let go of wanting to control others and to invite grace into your life. This is the best thing that happened last year for me, like to really invite grace and take things gracefully. Accept what is, accept where you are, accept how people are and the journey that they have to go through, and make healing a priority. So I hope you like this episode. Don't forget to subscribe. And please, 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 if you like this episode, you can either continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find the link below, or you can also give me a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I would be very grateful for it. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be talking to you next week.
Emotions can be tough to navigate, but you've got strengths to lead you on your way. Time to take control, time to reach your goals, time to let emotions go.